This is A Course in Miracles. It is your path of enlightenment. It is your journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. This is a required course. Only the time you take it is voluntary. Free will does not mean that you can establish the curriculum. It means only that you can elect what you want to take at a given time. This course does not aim at teaching the meaning of love, for that is beyond what can be taught. It does aim, however, at removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence, which is your natural inheritance. The opposite of love is fear, but what is all-encompassing can have no opposite. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. The purpose of this workbook is to train your mind in a systematic way to a different perception of everyone and everything in the world. It is doing these exercises that will make the goal of this course possible. An untrained mind can accomplish nothing. Transfer of training in true perception does not proceed as does transfer of the training of the world. If true perception has been achieved in connection with any person, situation, or event, total transfer to everyone and everything is certain. Remember that one exception held apart from true perception makes its accomplishments anywhere impossible. The very nature of true perception is that it has no limits. It is the opposite of the way that you see now. Are you aware of what you have decided to look at with me in this new series that we intend to do in regard to the transformation of your own self-identity? This is A Course in Miracles from a single self-certainty expressed as Jesus of Nazareth. He represents to us an idea of a single whole mind in perfect consort with the universe. The particulars of the human condition that we have heretofore represented to each other, all without exception, contain elements of self-concept. Say to me, I know who I am. Yeah. The particulars of this world in the establishment of objective associations of the body perforce inform you of the necessity to correspond to a self-identity that asserts its capacity to represent itself within a framework of the body. In a particular sense, it's a reflection of light imagery based on a definition of identity that is confirmed by the objective world that appears to be all around you. Are you listening to me now there, you in self-identity? The simple truth of the matter is that the self-identity that you are representing to the world and the one that the world is giving back to you are nothing but the particulars of your own need to establish a self-concept that justifies a relationship with yourself somewhere in space-time. What we're going to attempt to do today, if you will share with me the effects of conversion that are possible in the reaches of the power of individual conceptual mind to change its idea about itself in relationship to what it is already put out there. The expansion of the association of your own self-identity will be enhanced to the extent that you'll laugh at the idea that that little self-containment really was who you are. The simple fact of the matter, and this from our Savior Jesus, is you're whole and perfect as you were created. It's actually not open to discussion. But if you wish to discuss it with me, I will present to you evidence that I have gained through an enlightening procedure of the practice of the release of my own self-identity. And in that certainty has emerged a correspondence that will give us recognition of each other within a new frame, within a new continuity of reality. Let's look real quickly at salvation's keynote. What does it say? What is this keynote? What is this sounding of an idea? Listen. All things I think I see reflect ideas. What I see reflects a process in my mind, which starts with my idea of what I want. From there, the mind makes up an image of the thing the mind desires, judges valuable, and therefore seeks to find. These images are then projected outward, looked upon, esteemed as real, and guarded as one's own. From insane wishes comes an insane world. From judgment comes a world condemned. Are you listening? And from forgiving thoughts, a gentle world comes forth with mercy for the Holy Son of God to offer him a kindly home where he can rest a while before he journeys on and help his brothers walk ahead with him and find the way to heaven and to God. Here's our prayer. Our Father, your ideas reflect the truth, and mine apart from yours but make up dreams. Let me behold what only yours reflect, for yours and yours alone establish my truth. So, we have an idea of our mind, of a containment of our association with our self-identities that is then verified by the objective world that appears to be out there. The offering that I'm presenting to you in this time and at this place of your established self-identity is to present to you in the reflections of your own mind a predetermination of who you really are within the entire context of this continuum of time, with no need for you at all to identify the process that you will undergo in the destiny of the entirety of who you are, in the search for the reality that will now be present with you. Why is that true? Listen carefully. Time itself, the thought process contained within the continuity of your conceptual mind is not sequential. The necessity for you to identify yourself as that entity of consciousness self-assertion based on the body identity is a determination on your part to live in the fabric of your own self-identity, okay, as justified by this little hovel of dark form which constitutes this world, and let your reality be pitifully represented by the containment of that little dark idea about who you are. The concept of the self that has been established by you individually within the containment of your own mind has absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with who you really are. Look with me. There's a perspective of correspondence of light that I am offering you in the particulars of the recognition of a new continuity of time that really doesn't have anything to do with the concept at all. Want to practice that with me for a minute? If you check the record of my historic particulars in regard to this body and the formulation of this continuum, perhaps you'll discover to your surprise that I, by my birth certificate, appear to be a 75-year-old body identity inhabiting a particulars of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen within a dark mass form destined to be terminated in ideas of conceptual relationships based on the self-concept that has been formulated for me by this world. Are you ready? It's not true. It's possible for me to show you directly how to reformulate the ideas contained within the fabric of your own self-identity through a miracle process, and I'll read you the principle of that miracle. A catalytic identity of light energy that will break up your erroneous thought concepts and reassociate them into broader and broader ranges of your true identity. The truth of the matter is, I was born in an illuminate factor based on a tremendous devastation, born again, as Jesus would reflect it, July 4th, 1979. Since this is 2001, that would make me 22 years old. I intend to be 22 years old in the association I have with you, whether you like it or not. Your objection to the age in which I am determined to give myself to represent the power and vitality of my mind to be who I am, your objection to it, concerned me not in the slightest. Go ahead and object to it. All you could possibly be objecting to is your own determination to hold me in a fabric of our continuity of sequential time in order to define me as a body. Okay? The fundamental teachings of this Course in Miracles through Jesus is that you're not a body. At no single moment does your body exist at all. So the verification that I'm offering you will be contained within this new continuity of time that will allow us to share together the love of self, okay, recognized within our own mind and heart, that has nothing to do with the reflections of this world whatsoever. The concept of the self that you now hold is literally denying you access to a new continuity of time that's all around you. Listen, will you, just a little bit to a few paragraphs from chapter 31 of our Course in Miracles. First, look quickly at the miracle principle. A miracle is a correction introduced into false thinking by me, in this case, the mind of Jesus or by me now as a recognized enlightened faculty. It acts as a catalyst, breaking up erroneous perception and reorganizing it properly. This places you under the atonement principle where perception is healed. Until this has occurred, knowledge of the divine order is impossible. So the catalytic effort of my mind to convert your self-concepts is called a miracle. Why? It's not within your self-concepts. You struggle with ideas that you can find the solution to your problem of self-identity within your self-identity. You're going to have to trust me at this point that my offering of metamorphosis, or the enlightenment of your mind, will allow you to see that what I'm about to read you from chapter 31 is true. Listen. Self-concept versus self. The learning of the world is based upon a concept of the self adjusted to the world's reality, and it fits it well. For this an image is that suits a world of shadows and illusions. Here it walks at home, where what it sees is one with it. The building of a concept of the self is what the learning of the world is for. That's its purpose, that you come without a self and make one as you go along. And by the time you reach whatever you think maturity is, you perfected it to meet the world on equal terms at one with its demands. And the more you attempt to meet it on equal terms, the more determined you will be to retain your persona or self-identity, undergo acts of pertainment in regard to the retention of that identity occupied in the body, and do what? Get old and die. So the concepts of the world by which you have given justification for yourself must justify your own termination. The greatest threat that I intend to offer you at this time and in this place, in my self-certainty that is shared by this whole universe, is that you will be unable to terminate yourself. The concept of the self that you hold in contemporary associations of sequential ideas within the continuity or the frame of the mass of light identify that you associate with yourself. Math, I can identify that you associate with yourself. This is what known as an outtake. Sometimes, I don't know if I'll leave this out, but sometimes when the particulars of my mind begin to arrive at very rapid conclusions, the Course has taught me that my conclusions will often come before the ideas I'm attempting to express. What I'm really trying to show you is your own whole self, not based on the concept of yourself that you hold. And if I do it with a little less, but because the golden rods are out, and I have a little particulars of bright realization based on the conversion of the nature of my thought forms in regard to you. And the reason that is true is because I think I'm in love. And the self-concept that I see you're holding against yourself is refusing you, we might as well use the term self-love. If you can't begin to look at yourself with a new perspective and the realization that you're not really guilty of this, how would it ever be possible for you to forgive or love the brother that's out there? I want to offer you right now my love for you in a reassociation of the light form that shows us first a common origin, that is, we all come from God, and second, a common solution to this insane idea that we actually are bodies separate from each other. So what are we learning? That the self-concept is the obstruction to the extension of our minds in the certainty of who we are. Listen. A concept of the self is made by you. It bears no likeness to yourself at all. Did you hear that? I'll do it once more. It bears no likeness to yourself at all. It's an idol made to take the place of your reality as the Son of God. The concept of the self the world would teach is not the thing that it appears to be, for it is made to serve two purposes, but one of which the mind can recognize. Are you listening? Here's a description of most of you, or many of you. The first presents the face of innocence, the aspect acted on. It is this face that smiles and charms and even seems to love. It searches for companions, and it looks at times with pity on the suffering and sometimes offers solace. It believes that it is good within an evil world. Now, this aspect can grow angry, can it? For the world is wicked and unstable to provide the love and shelter that innocence deserves. And so this face is often wet with tears at the injustices the world accords to those who would be so generous and so good. This aspect never makes the first attack, but every day 100 little things make little assaults upon its innocence, provoking it to irritation and at last to open insult and to abuse. Let's laugh together for just a moment at how many of us pretend to forgive. See, we see out there all the reasons for our grievances, but we know we have to work on forgiveness. So we pretend not to be insulted by the objects that we have placed out in the world to threaten the self-esteem that we are determined to maintain to deny us access to the whole perfection and innocence that we are in the sight of God. What is it? It's a form of self-perfection, protection. The human condition, the self-identity, protects itself from attack that it instigates in order to justify its separation. Should we try the word guilt? We're all guilty. What are we guilty of? Self-identity. We're guilty of being who we're not. Listen. The face of innocence, the concept of the self so proudly wears, can tolerate attack in self-defense, for is it not a well-known fact the world deals harshly with defenseless innocence? No one who makes a picture of himself omits this face, for he has need of it. The other side he didn't want to see, yet it is here the learning of the world has set its sights, for it is here the world's reality is set to see to it that the idol lasts. Beneath the face of innocence, there is a lesson that the concept of the self was made to teach. It is a lesson in a terrible displacement and a fear so devastating that the face that smiles above it must forever look away lest it perceive the treachery that it hides. Here it is. The lesson is this. I am the thing you made of me, and as you look on me, you stand condemned because of what I am. On this conception of the self, the world smiles with approval, for it guarantees the pathways of the world are safely kept, and those who walk on them will not escape. Are you looking at this with me? You actually believe, as a human being, that the world out there can affect you. And because you believe that it is possible, that you have literally separated yourself in your own mind from the world, you cannot protect yourself, cannot not protect yourself from the projections of your own mind that justify your need for us to share this little limitation of pain and death that represents who we pretend to be. And suddenly here I am. I'm called by this world a teacher of God. I teach from a certainty that is grown in me through a transformation deep within myself in the necessity to search and find a solution underneath the mask that I had presented to the world and the mask that you and I present to each other to protect ourselves from that single devastating moment that's deep down in there. See, as long as we can project that from ourselves, we can protect ourselves from the fundamental idea that we are actually whole and perfect. And in that protection, we are accorded a guarantee of a continuation of time that justifies the nightmare of your existence with yourself. So this first 30 minutes has gone very rapidly, hasn't it? We're going to come back in just a moment. I want to remind you now, okay, that the war that appears to be happening, okay, in this time and place, is my threat to your self-concept. I'm threatening you with the certainty of who you really are. You are very fearful of who you really are because it will be what? The loss of your self-concept. Your self-identity will be lost in a moment of perfect light when you laugh at the idea that the self-concept that the human being constructs in his relationship of self-identity, the credential that he uses to identify the body, has any communicative capacity whatsoever, because it doesn't. Each one is busy contained in his own mind about representing himself to the world in objective associations based on the other associations, objective associations, which are you ready? Represent nothing. All of them are gone in that moment of the mist of the need to objectify the certainty of the creative purpose of this universe that's contained within you. So the lesson is one of a continuing examination of your self-concept with a fundamental admission initially that you're not happy with this world as you see it, and that deep within you, you have known since the beginning of time that there's an alternative that available to all of us in the species of man is a moment of recognition of ourself before time was and after it's over. A recognition of a continuity of time in the expansion of our self-identity that will show us instantly that this old world of pain and death was over a very long time ago. We'll see you in just a moment. Remember, God goes with us wherever we go, because God, the universe of reality and eternal creating justice and joy, is what we are. Let's say it together. God bless us, everyone. This is A Course in Miracles. It is your path of enlightenment. It is your journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. I'm glad you're back with us. I was glancing at the magnificent nature of the Socratic correspondence of question and answer in relationship to yourself that is offered by the mind of Jesus in A Course in Miracles. It's important that you see with me a reasoning, conceptual mind that it's very possible to you to accept fundamentally that all of your problems are contained within your conceptual self-identity. particularly when you believe that there are others out in the world who have separate self-conceptual identities from your own. This you must believe if you saw the first 30 minutes of this program. Why? They are reflections of you. Everyone that you meet in your own split mind in regard to the concept that you hold of yourself, but reflects objectively an association within your own mind. Will you share that with me? Let's try it together. There's nothing outside of me. Say it. Yes. Everything that I see in association with what appears to be out in this world is actually a reflection of my own mind. The power of your mind that I'm offering you in the experience that you just had with me are an assertion of a lesson in the Course that I'm going to read to you. It's only about 8 lines. Listen to what it says about you. Are you ready? Myself is ruler of the universe. I'm going to make a big admission here. It is impossible that anything should come to me unbidden by myself. Even in this world, it is I who rule my destiny. What happens is what I desire. What does not occur is what I don't want to happen. This must I accept, for thus am I led past this world to my creations, children of my will, in heaven, where my holy self abides with them and him who has created me. You are the self whom you created, Son, creating like yourself and one with you. Myself, which rules the universe, is but your will in perfect union with my own, which can but offer glad assent to yours, that it may be extended to itself. That's a very exciting prospect to me, and I know it may not be to you as an ego identity, but the idea that inherent in you is the power to change your mind about what you are is really the thing that you've been looking for. What? You're changing your mind about what you are all the time. Would you like to know what's actually occurring within the frame of space-time in regard to this? Remember we talked about the catalyst of the miracle introduced to reassociate the forms within your own mind? That's what's happening to you right now. It's a realignment of the light form that's giving you an increased harmony within your own self-identity. Are you beginning to find some joy deep within you in the realization that it's not out there? Why is that important? It's not out there, okay? You've let the world reflect back to you a concept that you gave the world to reflect to you. It's not true. I understand there's a tremendous responsibility in the fundamental admission, I'm talking to you now as a human being, that you are the cause of this. There's a great deal of fear in the idea that you would begin to look back in, what does Jesus call it, the defiled altar, that you'd look back in at what caused your amnesia, what caused you for a moment to lose the identity of who you really are intentionally because you couldn't stand that devastating moment when you appeared to be separate from what everything is. So the concept that you are holding of yourself in the Old Testament, this from Jesus, the idea that your father has been a liar from the beginning, that all of the conceptual associations that justify the historic man are not true, except in the procedure itself for which he searches for the truth about who he really is, both searches and has found. because indeed it is finished, and I'm offering you that certainty from my mind to yours, right here and now. Listen a little more about your own self-concept. And this concept of the self, the world smiles with approval, for it guarantees the pathways of the world are safely kept, and those who walk on them will never escape. Here is the central lesson that ensures your brother is condemned eternally, for what you are has now become his sin. For this is no forgiveness possible. Are you listening? No longer does it matter what he does, for your accusing finger points to him unwaveringly and deadly in its aim. It points to you as well, but this is kept still deeper in the mist below the face of innocent. And in these shrouded vaults are all his sins and yours preserved and kept in darkness, where they cannot be perceived as errors, which the light would surely show. You can be neither blamed for what you are, nor can you change the things it makes you do. And you are each the symbol of your sins to one another, silently and yet with ceaseless urgency, condemning still your brother for the hated thing that you are. I got news for you, dear brothers. I love that idea. It's a fundamental admission that our separate conceptual selves, inner identity, share a devastating secret that we want to keep both from ourselves and this world, which but represents our determination to keep secret the fear that we hold within ourselves. In the assertion of this determination based on the mass or form of light, you might want to look at the idea that sin or separation is potential of light not used in a preparation to justify the continuation of the separation or the dark form of light. Universally, this is expressed as a black hole. It contains all of the potential possibility of the idea that you could be separated in light form, okay, from the certainty of the energy of creative reality, which you are. What are we sharing? Particle ideas of our mind in dark form that justify the continuation of the idea that we are all responsible together for being separate from the single reality that we are. Perhaps I wasn't so clear, but I want you to look within your own mind at what you're protecting. And let me show you in the joy that I experienced in that moment, okay, that you're not guilty of it. Somewhere deep within the reaches in your establishment of space-time, you actually, literally believe you are a separate and separated from universal mind, from the universe, and you're not. The question can arise in your mind, how did this happen? How did I get here? Don't be concerned about that. You're at a point in your own conceptual association where you have questioned within your own mind sufficiently your need to protect this moment, to allow just for a moment that idea, the gravity of God, to descend on you and see the converting nature of what we're offering. Salvation can be seen as an escape from conceptual identity. Listen. Concepts are learned. They're not natural. Apart from learning, they don't exist. They are not given, so they must be made. Are you listening? Not one of them is true. And many come with feverish imaginations, hot with hatred and distortions born of fear. What is a concept but a thought to which its maker gives a meaning of his own? Concepts maintain the world, but they cannot be used to demonstrate that the world is real. For all of them are made where? Within the world, born in its shadow, growing in its ways, and finally maturing in its thought. They are ideas of idols painted with the brushes of the world, which cannot make a single picture representing truth. The concept of the self is meaningless, for no one here can see what it is for, and therefore cannot picture what it is. Yet is all learning that the world directs begun and ended with the single aim of teaching you this concept of yourself, that you will choose to follow this world's laws and never seek to go beyond its roads nor realize the way you see yourself. Now must the Holy Spirit find a way to help you see this concept of the self must be undone if any peace of mind is to be given you. Nor can it be unlearned except by lessons aimed to teach you that you are something else, for otherwise you would be asked to make exchange of what you now believe for total loss of yourself, and that you don't intend to do. There's a factor where I can show you, if you share with me what's occurred with me, that the entire loss of your self-concept, of your self-identity within that body, is what truth and wholeness and love actually is. And as long as you hold on to a concept of yourself, you're going to be trapped in image-making identities that justify the separate bodies for which you give accord, without the admission that there's actually only one body of wholeness and truth that represents you in your entirety. So the great preoccupation of yourself with the idea of who you're not has been what, up to this moment, has held you in that bondage of self-identity. And in this initiation of ideas about who you really are, this course in miracle conversion of the mind is entirety of the solution. I know who you are. The reason that I know who you are is, first of all, that I know who I am. And it's impossible, if I know who I am, that you do not know who you are, since you are a product of my mind in the certainty of that self-identity. It contains a wholeness in the recognition of the fundamental source from which all of this emanates. Basic admission of a creative reality based on God, of which we cannot not be a whole part. All of the dreams of separation that have prevailed within this momentary idea of separation were never true. The concept of yourself that you have been given by this world are only determinations to hold yourself in that falsity of separation within your own mind. Listen. The concept of the self has always been the great preoccupation of the world. And everyone believes that he must find the answer to the riddle of himself. Are you listening? Salvation can be seen as nothing more than the escape from concepts. It does not concern itself with content of the mind, but with the simple statement that it thinks. And what can think has choice, and can be shown that different thoughts have different consequences. So it can learn what? That everything it thinks reflects the deep confusion that it feels about how it was made and what it is. And vaguely does the concept of the self appear to answer what it does not know. You listening? Seek not yourself in symbols. There can be no concept that can stand for what you are. What matters it which concept you accept while you perceive a self that interacts with evil and reacts to wicked things? Your concept of yourself will still remain quite meaningless, and you will not perceive that you can interact but with who? Yourself. Listen again. You can only interact with yourself. To see a guilty world is but the sign your learning has been guided by the world, and you behold it as you see yourself. The concept of the self embraces all you look upon, and nothing is outside of this perception. If you can be hurt by anything, you see a picture of your secret wishes, nothing more than this. And in your suffering of any kind, you see your own concealed desire to kill. There's two more paragraphs I'm going to read you about the concept of yourself. I want you to look with me for just a moment at the progress, perhaps, that you have made in the simple watching of this video. The simple fact of the matter is that since you don't know who you are, you live within a sequential frame of time that continues to justify the idea that you were born in this world and will die in this world. And in that perspective, over a period of what could be relatively termed thousands of years, you can keep reconstructing concepts of yourself that justify continuing needs for you to seek solutions within time where there are no solutions. This is the fundamental idea of, what do you call that, reincarnation. The idea that you can continue to reincarnate in associations of definitions of what you to believe to be yourself within time. I'm going to take that out of the necessity for you right now. All ideas of reincarnation in sequential time cannot be more than your determination to continue to represent a single self-identity within a continuity of sequential time. What matters what they are if they're always over and gone? What difference does it make within your mind who you have pretended to be or pretend to intend to be in the future if none of them is going to be real anyway? I'm showing you directly now that all of the continuity of time, or the moment of separation, is going on in this time and in this place. And in this knowledge, you won't believe that you're going to have to somehow sequence, die again as you had previously done. And this through what? The resurrection of our Savior Jesus, who proved to you conclusively once and for all that there is no death. So now, all of the continuity that is going on within your own mind, if you withdraw your momentary need to defend yourself conceptually, can show you everything that ever could have possibly happened in all of the destiny of your reassociation of reality based on a moment's separation from which you have now returned. Say that to me, will you? Time lasted but a moment in my mind, with no effect on eternity at all. What I'm showing you, if you share this speed up in time, is my certainty that in that moment will be all that you'll ever need to hear, because all of it is where? Contained within yourself. But you're going to have to fundamentally accept the idea that all of the fear, all of the loneliness, all of the loss is not out there and happening to you as the world says it must, but is contained within you. How simple it will become for you, with the help of our Savior Jesus, to change your mind about who you are if you will be dependent on one single moment of the entirety of the solution that's available to you. If you're watching this video, if you've come this far and you're recognizing me as an image within your own mind, you will begin to hear what I am offering you, because you have designed me to allow you to hear it. The picture that you have held previously of me and of your brother, but reflected back to you your determination to formulate a destiny of remaining in this old carcass, this old body, and getting old and dying. Are you listening? It's not true. Say that to me. I am not a body. I am free. I'm still as God created me. See that? We began to share what? Our minds. What about the bodies? The body is just an aggregation of thought form that we had previously held. This is what healing is. The great Christian healers that are going out there now are actually bringing about conversions of the illusion of the body based on the changes within their own mind. I need quickly one more concept of the self. We'll have to wrap up this hour. Listen. You will make many concepts of the self as learning goes along. Each one will show the changes in your own relationships as your perception of yourself is changed. There will be some confusion every time there's a shift, but be you thankful that the learning of the world is loosening its grasp upon your mind, and be you sure and happy in the confidence that it will go at last and leave your mind at peace. The role of the accuser will appear in many places and in many forms, and each will seem to be accusing you, yet have no fear that it will not be undone. The world can teach no images of you unless you want to learn them. There will come a time when images have all gone by, and you will see you know not what you are. It is to this unsealed and open mind that truth returns, unhindered and unbound. Where concepts of the self have been laid by, is truth revealed exactly as it is. When every concept has been raised to doubt and questioned, and been recognized as made on no assumption that would stand the light, there is the truth left free to enter its sanctuary clean and free of guilt. There is no statement that the world is more afraid to hear than this. Are you listening? I do not know the thing that I am, and therefore do not know what I'm doing, where I am, or how to look upon the world or on myself. Yet in this learning is salvation born, and what you are will tell you of yourself. See how simple the solution of the mind training is now? Never admit to any procedure that gives you justification within your own time frame for what you are, for what you thought you were, and what the world has told you that you are is not true. Surrounding you each moment in time is the light and grace and love of all of the particulars within your own mind, offering you each moment an entirety of the solution, standing next to you in the replacement of this image of yourself is a momentary whole image of bright light of yourself that will fill you with the joy and happiness as the perspectives of self that you had previously condemned now enter back into this circle of atonement, and we recognize in that instant that we had been repeating within our own dream this moment of separation. Thank you for being with me in this hour. It began with the fundamental admission that the self-concept that is a human being actually doesn't exist at all, nor do the particulars of the world that lock it into a continuity of space-time. The light that we're shining on each other now allows us to escape from that identity. You remember with me, won't you, that God is the mind with which we think, and that we're sharing together that power and light of love that will show us in this instant the certainty that we are emerging beyond this horizon of attack and defense and springing out into the universe where our truth will be entirely known as it is known now. Yes, God goes with us wherever we go because God is the mind with which we think. Let's say it together. God bless us, everyone. Together, we'll depart this continuum once and for all.